and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am your host, Françoise Rhodes. Great to have you with us today on this almost next to last Sunday in June. Yeah, we have had some beautiful weather. We cannot complain. A little bit of wind and some dirt, but, you know, that's typical in the desert. But these lower temperatures have been so, so nice, and we will take them. Joining us in the boardroom is Barry Long. He's a weekly co-host of Pure Sports on our sister station. Let's see, 102.7 KXPS. How's that?
Yeah. Great job, Francois. How are you?
I always get all those call letters. You always get them confused, you know. I don't know. You went to Dodgers game last Sunday.
Yes.
Did you have a good time?
Yes, it was my birthday. It was my Father's Day, and they won.
They
Yes.
A win-win all the way around. Good for you.
Yep.
I always have to ask, though. I went to a few Dodger games, and the traffic, though, is the traffic still as horrendous as always?
Yes, it's bad. It's bad getting in and bad getting out.
Yeah, because it's so, the area is just so old. Oh, you know, when they built it, it was a long, long time ago, and there's only just a couple ways to get into Dodger Stadium and a couple ways to get out. At some point, they're just going to have to just shut it down for like a year or so and redo all that.
But I will tell you this. So it took us a while to get to our seats because my wife has a walker from the accident. And it took us a while to leave, so we actually ended up leaving about an hour after the game, so we didn't have much traffic. But we when we were leaving, we ran into one of the players and we saw him in his car, and I actually let him go. And it was like,
there you go. See,
I didn't want to run up on him and ask for an autograph, but it was just really cool to see him in his car.
You did. You did. You were gonna whip off that hat and say, can you sign this? Well, good. You know, sometimes it's nice when you don't really have to rush out of somewhere.
Yeah.
That you could just kick back and let everybody rush out, sit in that traffic, and then go.
Absolutely.
It paid off. Well, good for you. I'm glad it all turned out good. All right. Today's show is brought to you in part by all of my sponsors, and I'm so very grateful for them. You will find them all on the Traveling with Françoise website, which you'll need to visit as I'm taking off July and not sure, you know, where you'll find me in August. So check out that website, Traveling with Françoise. Also, the Instagram pages, Facebook pages. I'll keep you posted. But I already looking at my calendar. I'm not even sure what I'm going to do the whole month of August. Maybe I'll go to Vegas or something. Go on a little trip. But I'm sure I'll catch up on a lot of stuff with Artifacts and Arts Across America. I frankly have a lot of work to do with the nonprofit and things that even just bylaws. I have to get those done. There's always a lot of stuff to do. Now, today on the show, we are going to talk to Jack McFarlane. He is with a he is an expert on American flags, on what to do with them, how to destroy them, all sorts of things. And I had Jack on the show last year, and he really did such a good job. And Flag Day, we have a lot of, you know, we have our flag days, and we fly our flags so many times, and many of us fly our flags all year round. So I just thought it was time to have Jack on to talk to him about if they have their collection program. They have a veteran at the Veteran Success Center, and just see what's going on.
Now, you say, when you say destroy a flag, isn't that illegal?
Well, that's what I mean. There's when they get to a certain point, you're not supposed to fly them anymore either.
Okay.
You're supposed to take them down, and there's a proper way to get rid of them.
Okay.
And some people just throw them away, and you don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't do that. So he's going to tell us how to do that. Etiquette, like, maybe that was a little strong for destroy, but some people, anyway.
Yeah,
but how about etiquette with our American flag?
That's awesome.
Okay, yeah. So, and like I say, the things that we just don't think, and what you can donate flag. Anyway, I'm going to let Jack tell us all about that. How's that? Before I say get it all messed up and people don't even know what he's talking about. In the second hour of the show, we're going to talk about my trip to Julian. I did a segment on KESQ yesterday morning about the trip to Julian. I want to verbally talk about it to all of you out there, because I know when I say Julian, a lot of you went, oh, pies. Let's go eat apple pies, which is fabulous. But there's so much more to do. Barry, your family would really enjoy it out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only less than 2 hours away. I don't know. Have you been to Julian before?
No, never.
Okay. All right. Well, it was really a nice day trip, overnight trip. So we're going to talk about Julian and all the things that are to do in Julian besides eat fabulous apple pie. There's some great restaurants there as well. So that will be in the second hour of the show. I also wanted to give you a heads up that the Mount Rushmore show was preempted at noon on Fox this month, not the first week, but the last 3 weeks, because of soccer going on. which I'm hoping the U.S. team will continue to do very well.
Yes, they are. They're doing really good.
Ladies, they are awesome over there. But it is on Monday mornings and Friday mornings. It is on the website now, the link to the YouTube, so you can watch it that way. It is on my travel blog on CoachellaValley.com. And then I will re-air it again next month once we get past the soccer. So not to worry. It's out there. It's all over the place. But if you missed it at noon on Thursdays, definitely there are a lot of ways that you can see it, and it will be back on. All right, so I have a couple things that I want to share with you before we go to break and have our guest on, because he has a bunch of running around to do today, so I'm going to switch it up a little bit and bring Jack on a little bit earlier for him so they can get some things done. But one thing I want you to know that at the tram, the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, during the entire month of July, all U.S. military personnel with valid military identification, active, former, and retired, receive complimentary admission to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, along with a special gift as part of Military Days. Spouses of deployed military, as well as military widows and widowers, also qualify for the promotion. In addition, up to four other guests receive 25% off the regular tramway fees. That is really cool.
Yeah, really is.
Yeah, that's really, really nice. So take advantage of it. Go on up there. Remember, it is 30 degrees cooler up there. They have the restaurants. They have the museum. They have the picnic tables, some hiking if you want to do that. Just go hang out or look at the view. You sit inside and look at the view. But take advantage. So it is free tram admission for military throughout July.
That's awesome that they do stuff like that for the military, because mm-hmm. they do so much for us. They get the free admission. That's awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot more military now. I think more and more companies are becoming conscious of how they can help military personnel. So you really, do a little work out there, folks. Check it out. See, Google stuff online. What is available for military, especially during military holidays?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's worth your time. All right, now over at the Living Desert, the African wild dog puppies now on habitat. That means that you can now see them. One female and five male puppies are the first litter of the parents Beatrix and Kiera, and these puppies are about 8 weeks old and have begun to venture out of the den, and you can start seeing them now when they are out playing around. I'm sure as the more they grow, the more they're going to be playing over at the Living Desert. So check it out. And the Living Desert summer hours are 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Remember that. And Animal Samaritans wants to remind you, if the ground is too hot for your feet, then it is way too hot for your dogs and cats. So please keep that in mind. We forget that. I see it all the time where I live. It amazes me that there is a street of hot asphalt, and right next to it is this long green belt, and the people are walking their dogs on the street.
It's ridiculous.
I just don't get it. I'm surprised that the animals just don't yank them over to the grass and say, all right, I can't take it. And if you're looking for some summer specials, well, you want to check it out for a golf cart at A1 Custom Golf Cars. They have a lot of specials going on right now of refurbished golf cars of all years. So check it out, and some new ones as well, and also some savings on battery installations. So you might want to get that done now. And I don't know why. My husband actually printed this. Maybe he wanted to make sure I wasn't a disgruntled employee at home. I'm just teasing, dude. Yeah, no. But he said, here's the number one reason employees quit their jobs. Let's see. It says, according to the Gallup poll, only 33% of employees are engaged at work. So that means nearly 70% of the workforce is disengaged. Not good numbers.
Wow.
Yeah. I say, according to the research team, 79% of employees who quit their jobs claim that a lack of appreciation was a major reason for leaving.
Mm.
So all of you bosses out there, think about that for a moment. Do you appreciate the staff that you have? Do you appreciate the people that put in those extra hours and that work? You know that they're good employees. It doesn't hurt to walk up and say, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, at first time when you said, disengaged, I thought maybe that, it'd be because of the millennial era and because of cell phones and stuff like that. But yeah, you're right. You make a good point. There's a lot of people that don't feel appreciated when they go to work.
Yeah. So, and they lose interest. They frankly lose interest.
Absolutely.
So keep that in mind when you're out there. I know there's that tough love bosses and all that sort of stuff, but you know what? It certainly is. I get random emails, Barry, from people that I don't even know. I have never met them, but they listen to the show or see me on TV or
Hulu.
Whatever. Pardon me?
They see you on Hulu.
Right, yeah, and see me. It's really nice. I will get these emails about something in a show that I did or said or whatever that really struck a chord with them.
Right.
And I really appreciate it. It makes me sometimes I even wonder, you know, what the heck? But yeah. Then it's just that one little note of something. Then it makes me get ready to do it all over again.
It all worth it.
All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Jack McFarlane joins us. We're going to talk about our American flag. So stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Roach, your host. Well, joining us once again is Jack McFarlane. Hi, Jack.
Hello. How are you?
Why don't you scoot up there to that microphone? Make sure it pulls close to you. There we go. Yeah, because you're a little soft-spoken over there. And Barry has to dial in all those soundtracks. Now, you are with the CSUSB Palm Desert Campus American Flag Collection and Exchange Program.
That's correct.
And how long has this program been going on?
This is only the second year.
So we had you on the very first year.
Correct.
Now you're back on the second year. I love this program, and I have to thank you for this beautifully folded flag that
you're
brought
welcome.
Me. This is spectacular. I don't even know. I won't even unfold it because I would never get it back like that. That is beautiful. Now, I have on my notes here from the program that you're involved in. They say weathered flags are taken to the veterans of foreign wars for proper disposal, regardless of their condition. American flags should never be thrown in the trash. And Barry and I were talking about that earlier. I said use the word destroy, and I didn't really mean to destroy flags, but they get destroyed and ripped up from the winds and stuff, and people really don't know what to do with them. Tell us, everyone, how important it is that you dispose of our American flags properly.
It is very important. You can't just bring them down and throw them in the trash. You need to send them to like the VFW, for instance, has a program where they can take your flag and have it properly disposed of, but you should never throw it away, no.
Okay, and that's just etiquette since our flag has been flown, right?
Right, right.
Is that the really etiquette for all flags of states and countries? And
yes, state not so much, the American flag especially, but I like to take my Navy flag, for instance,
mm-hmm.
When they become worn and torn. I just take them to the VFW and have them disposed over there.
Okay, and the program that you have with the CSUSB Palm Desert Campus, and that the name of the program is, the Veterans at the Veterans Success Center?
Correct.
Which is there. And what is the name of the program for the flags?
Well, it doesn't really have a name. It's a flag exchange program that I started when I first saw you about a year ago. Because of the wind here in the desert, I think that the flags are destroyed much faster than mm-hmm. other places. I just wanted to help out maybe by starting a program where the flags could be replaced, by a new flag. There is no cost to the program. You bring me your old flag and we will give you a new flag.
And how long you've been doing this a year? This is your second year. How many flags mm-hmm. do you think you've replaced?
Well, maybe the 10 that we had the last time are gone, so we had a couple more, maybe at 12 or so.
Really?
I think staff are the ones, because of proximity, we're in at the campus.
Mm-hmm.
So I think staff, they kind of benefit from that. The students, too, they bring me some flags and exchange it.
Uh-huh.
But the program is open to everyone, the entire community.
So you hear that, folks. If you have an American flag that's beat up, you should really take it down. Jack, what is the line? Where do you say you look at that flag and you just say, time to bring it down? Whether it's, do you do it when it just becomes discolored or it starts, where would you say is that breaking point?
Yes. I think that when the stripes begin to separate, for instance, that's a mm-hmm. good indication. When your red, white, and blue look like different shades of gray, I think that was a good indication that you should bring that flag down. If it has holes in it or, the grommets are beginning to pull, that is a good indication that you need a new flag.
Okay, and Barry just asked me to ask you, is it all size? What are the sizes of flags that can be exchanged?
Yeah, that's a good point. I will trade flags. A three by five is a standard flag that most people will fly. So it's a 3 feet by 5 feet American flag.
Okay, not those big gigantic ones that are hanging.
Not the big flag. Well, if you bring me a gigantic flag, and that's another important point, is that we take broken flags and faded flags all year.
All right.
During the month of June, that's when we have the flag exchange program.
Okay.
It's only June.
Oh.
Because I want to see the 4th of July. I want to see new flags all over the place.
Okay.
So the flag collection, that's year-round. You bring me the flag. You can call my number. We'll give you my number.
Yes.
Or you can bring the flag to the Veterans Success Center at the campus.
Okay.
And we will take your flags. Now, it's all about availability. If we have a couple flags, maybe we'll be able to give you one. But the program is designed to exchange the flags only during the month of June.
All right. And the phone number to reach Jack to exchange your American flag, 3 foot by 5 foot, is 909-537-8105. That's 909-537-8105. And I will have this up on the website. And this is only for the month of June because he wants us all to be proudly flying our nice new American flags in the month of July.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. But if you have an old, battered, beat-up flag and you have a replacement that you've already purchased, you need to take it over to the Veterans Success Center. And how do you properly dispose of the flags that people bring in?
Well, they're taken to a proper incinerator, and they're all burned.
They are all burned.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. Well,
it's, and then there's so many correct ways. I know last time you were here, you brought me, I still have it, different ways to fly the flags on what they mean and different, you know, different. When did you become, I'm not going to say obsessed, but so interested in the American flag and how it's handled?
Well, I served 21 years active duty in the Navy. So I think that's when it all started. You know, you have a different view of what is a properly displayed flag. What I see most, if you asked me the last time about last year, you said, well, what is the proper way to fly a flag? So if you're hanging a flag, you have to remember that the blue field where the stars are, the blue area needs to be top left. It doesn't matter how you if you display it vertically, it still has to be top left. I see a lot of flags backwards hanging on a wall where the blue field is on the right. It should be top left.
Okay, top left.
Yeah.
And I heard that flags are not ever supposed to get wet, that you're supposed to bring them in when it rains?
Some flags can stay out all year round. They just if it's too windy, you should bring it in. Simply because it's going to, you know, either break your flag or the pole will bend or something. So it is just better etiquette if you can bring your flag in. And also your flag will last a lot longer if you take care of it that way. But, I mean, nobody's going to arrest you if you're flying a flag improperly. But it's just different things that just make sense, and it's just proper etiquette.
Proper etiquette, and to, because our flag, our American flag, is our national symbol.
Yes.
So I also have heard that that people should take their flags in at night, that's proper etiquette. Is that true?
That's correct. You should bring your flag in at night unless you have a light shining on it.
Okay.
I have one, a light. It's a solar light, so my flag is out 24/7.
24/7, and that they should never touch the ground either.
No, right, or any other structure.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Not any structure? Okay, interesting. Now I see people wearing clothes of that's not proper etiquette, is it?
That's not right. No,
you shouldn't
wrap a flag around your shoulders or wear a flag. You know, different people have a different view on this, but you really shouldn't do that.
Okay, and Barry was asking, what about paper plates? And actually, I saw a golfer with shoes that were like American flags.
Yeah.
Is that?
It's all right. I mean, I wouldn't do it myself.
You wouldn't do it yourself.
But then again, it's not really frowned upon. It's just one of those things that I wouldn't do as a veteran.
Okay.
But
whole idea is respect our American flag.
That's right. And
respect the flag. Respect it when it's all tattered and beaten up. Do not throw it away. You want to take it over to the Veterans Success Program over at the CSUSB Palm Desert Campus, which is on Cook Street.
Correct.
And that's the Veterans Success Center. Now, if you want to be part of the exchange program that only happens this month in June, you can call Jack at 909-537-8105. And that's really a great program that you have. I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, it's nice that you started it, and then you have a few people now behind you that want to help. And what if somebody wants to donate flags to you for you to give out to others?
We will take flags. We will take new flags. Happy to do it.
Okay.
Yes, if you have a 3x5 new flag, bring it into the to the Veterans Success Center. We'll be happy to take it. You know, speaking of donations, we had a retired colonel who wants to remain anonymous, but he donated quite a bit of cash into the program to kind of perpetuate it. So we're really grateful for that.
Well, it's a fantastic program. I know sometimes when we have big sporting events, we'll see people fly the American flag out the car, and within an hour, it's all ripped up and beat up. And I know they think they're being patriotic, but that's not the right way to do it.
That's not the right thing to do.
That's the right thing to do. Well, Jack, it's a great program that you have. And real quickly, the Veterans Success Center, what do they do?
Well, they cater to veterans especially. I mean, it's open to the whole student population, but veterans can have a computer access, a little place where they can sit down and relax a little bit. There's a TV there that they can watch. So it's just a little place for respite, you know, just to relax.
That's a nice program. That's a Veterans Success Center over at CSUSB Palm Desert Campus right there on Cook Street. And again, Jack McFarlane here. This is the exchange program, the flag exchange program, American flag, 909-537-8105. Remember, the flags should be 3 foot by 5 foot if you want to exchange, but if you want to bring any size over for Jack to retire properly.
Correct, yes.
He is happy to do so. Jack, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
And
thank you.
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you. You too. We'll do it again next year.
We'll do it again before next year.
Thank
How's
you.
That? All right. We'll do it with video next time as well. How's that? So we can actually show some of what you're doing here. All right, folks, we're going to step aside for a moment. When we'll be back, we have more. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. We want to thank Jack McFarlane for joining us. Remember, that number is 909-537-8105. That is Jack's direct number for the Flag Exchange Program. Such a good program. And it ends at the end of June.
31st?
He did say, though. Over here in the hallway.
Yeah.
He did say if, like, the first couple of days of July before the 4th, if you really want to get one exchanged and he has some left, give him a call.
Yeah, it's awesome that he knows so much about the American flag.
I know. It's really nice, and he is really dedicated to it. And, again, I'll show you the picture. I'll post a picture of the flag that he brought me. It is so perfectly fit.
And the word that you used earlier, destroyed, is probably a proper word because he said they burn it. So that's technically that's destroying it, right?
Yeah, they do do that. But we shouldn't do it.
Yes.
That's it. We shouldn't be the one doing it. We need the people that know how to do it properly and with honor do it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, there you go. Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you in part by The 500, Palm Springs only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto and Gallery 500 on the corner Ramon and Indian Canyon. It's the500ps.com. So head on over there. Ristretto is open daily and sit out on their beautiful patio. They have free Wi-Fi. Have a latte. Have a healthy bite. Hang out. People watch. You can do it over there. All right. We do have two tickets to the Palm Springs. I do have some prizes today. I have a $25 gift card to Jackalope Ranch or Kaiser Grill, and I also have two tickets to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway that doesn't expire until October 31st. So if you would like two tickets to the tram and you have not won in the last 30 days, you can give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255 for two tickets to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, which is open and running, and it's beautiful up there. There's probably still even a little bit of snow up there back in where it's really heavily wooded, I would imagine.
Yeah.
The sun hasn't got to it yet.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been some snow that just recently fell.
I know. It's crazy. I've been looking at the weather. There's still a lot of snow in Colorado. There's still snow and rain and all sorts of weird stuff happening across the United States. We are almost into July, and they're saying our mountains up there, not Big Bear, but up higher at Arrowhead, they're going to have snow till August.
Wow. And people say that global warming does not exist.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. So again, 760-440-8255 if you want passes to go to the tram. All right, what's happening free out there? Well, you can learn to garden, and this is tomorrow, which is Monday, June 24th, which actually is my mother's birthday. So happy birthday, Mom, to you. So that is her birthday. But tomorrow, June 24th, you can learn and create a garden, find new ways to look after your plants, and learn facts about benefits of gardening, and plant your own flower to take home with you for free. And this is at the Desert Hot Springs Library. This is free, and this is from 3 to 4 p.m., and that happens tomorrow. on June 26th. This is for pre-K through grade 5. Auntie Katie transforms the audience into pirates, princesses, and more with the aid of props and costumes from her treasure chest. Catchy songs about self-confidence, creative thinking, and responsibility will have the audience singing along. This is for the kids. It is a summer reading. It is at the Youth Room at the Palm Springs Public Library. This is a free event as well from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. There's so many free events this summer. It's crazy out there. Okay. And who is that? Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Who's this?
This is Denise Schultz. Super excited. I just got tickets to the tram. Just heading out up to Big Bear and gonna enjoy the day up in the forest. And this is very cool.
Oh, well, good. Well, congratulations, Denise. Let us know if there's snow up there still, okay?
I know, huh?
I was watching last night, and I am not ashamed to say this, that I do watch the Hallmark Channel. I am hooked on all these love stories that they have on there. You know, I don't know. There's something about the movies. They're easy to watch. I always know what's going to happen. But anyway, the episode on Friday night, because I was out last night, Friday night was up there in Big Bear, and it made me think if I hadn't been to the village in Big Bear or the area in quite a long time. And they had such a drought with the water, but with all the snow and rain that we've had, I hear the lake's up about 10 feet or so.
Yeah, I was anxious to see that. Last time we were up there, it looked pretty dry, so
yeah.
I'm excited. I hope so. That's awesome.
It should
be
nice.
A good thing to see.
Nice and beautiful and comfortable. Well, Denise, congratulations. Stay on the line so Barry can get your mailing information, and I'll mail that certificate out to you, okay?
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Stay on the line. All right. So Denise won those tram tickets. She's on her way up to Big Bear. Well, good for her. Yeah. She's out and about and doing some stuff on this Sunday. All right. On June 27th, Movies in the Park. Bring outdoor chairs, blankets, and snacks to enjoy a showing of Hotel Transylvania in the Park. This is family-friendly, free, and this is at Lucky Park in 29 Palms. So if you're out in that area in 29 Palms, that is from 7:30 to 8:45 p.m., and it is Movies in the Park. Remember, we have a lot of Movies in the Park happening here in the Coachella Valley as well all summer long, so take advantage of it. I know they have some movies. It's not free, but it's only a couple dollars over the Palm Desert Aquatic Center. And just think, you hang out in the pool, you watch a movie, the kids are there. They have that little wading pool for kids. It's only about probably half a foot deep or something. It's perfect for your little tiny ones that love to splash around. So they do such a good job over there. So remember the Palm Desert Aquatic Center. They have quite a few things going on there all summer long. On June 29th, out Main Street Stampede in Pioneertown, this is a show that takes a humorous view on the Old West, and this is a gunfighter troupe. And Hollywood movies were once filmed there. The Cisco Kid, Annie Oakley. Anyway, it's a free event happening on Main Street, and it's from 2:30 to 3 p.m. And so that's Saturday on June 29th. So there are a lot of free things going on, not only within the Coachella Valley, but outside the Coachella Valley as well. All right, and if you haven't done this, this is a ton of fun. The Monument Night Adventures on June 29th at the Art Smith Trailhead parking lot on Highway 74. It is from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Registration begins at 9:15. Discover the desert after dark. This is so much fun. You take a short walk along the Art Smith Trail, looking for the night creatures that inhabit the desert. The Astronomical Society of the Desert will have telescopes set up to observe the stars, planets, and other features in the night sky. This is a family event. Minors must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Bring a flashlight, water, and wear closed-toed shoes. If you have a black light, bring it. If not, they have some. But the black light will make the scorpions at night, they become neon. They're really cool. They become this like lime green when you're with your flashlight, your black light flashing it around. So it's a lot of fun. It's
I've never tried it before.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, someone once told me that if we turn our car where it's pitch black, we're in an area where it's pitch black, and we put our headlights on the desert, that the scorpions, you'll be able to see them. I tried that one night, and I never saw them. I don't know. But the black lights, when you do this, you see them, and it's really fun. And then the people, the guides, the docents there are so good, because if you hear an owl hooting, You know, at night when it's dark, it sounds so much larger. If you see something take off and fly, the flapping of the wings, or you're walking along and you'll hear a bunch of rustling in a bush, and at night it's just so magnified. It usually it's like a little lizard or something, but it sounds like it's a monster. It's gigantic, and they really have a lot of fun with the kids and the adults. And it's something, if you've never done it, try doing it. Again, it's on June 29th, and you just show up, you register at 9:15. It's from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. And it is through the desertmountains.org, Friends of the Desert Mountain there. They do such a great job. So, and I will have this information posted on Traveling with Françoise, the website. All a bunch of stuff will be posted on the website. In fact, some new contests I have to get up there, and a lot of things. All right, the La Quinta Museum brings back Nostalgic Route 66. They have that exhibit going on right now through September. Go on over to the La Quinta Museum. In fact, Kim Richards, who is joining us, I've been looking at her Nashville pictures. They've had they had thunderstorms. Their hotel had a problem. They've had quite an adventure so far, but now they hit the highway and they're out traveling Route 66, so this is going to be quite a fun adventure for them. They did go to the Grand Ole Opry. When you're in Nashville, you have to go to the Grand Ole Opry, whether you like country music or not. I don't listen to it, but I know people, but I tell you, Barry, they make it so much fun at the Opry with the audience interaction, and you never know who's going to pop up on stage. They have these surprise entertainers, and they just, it's really, I don't even know how to describe it. I don't think I've ever been to a show like it. They just have it down to where it's more of an event. It's not just a concert.
Like a festival.
Yeah. I mean, it really is something. Yeah. And they do such a good job there. Yeah. So Kimmy Sue was posting pictures of that they went to the Opry. And I guess Randy Travis showed up unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm. I love country music. I wasn't really a fan of it earlier in life, but I became a DJ.
Yeah.
And I did a couple country music gigs.
Yeah.
And I had to familiarize myself with all the music. And I'm a big Hank Williams fan.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And they have a boy.
Senior and junior.
They know how to tell stories, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
It's all about stories. So if you're in Nashville, like I say, make sure you go to the Grand Ole Opry. All right. Another heads up I want to give you. The Certified Farmers Market is now open. It is inside the Palm Springs Pavilion and adjacent to the Palm Springs Swim Center. And that is open weekly, and that is on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So definitely you want to check that out. And I think our certified market here will go into in Palm Desert. We'll go into the Westville Mall, if I'm correct. All right, the Living Desert and Palm Springs Art Museum have a partnership program. If you belong to one, you're getting the other one free. So if you belong to either or, you're getting to the other one free. So take advantage of it through the summer. This is through September 30th. So definitely take advantage of being part of one and going and enjoying the other. All right. On that note, I think we'll step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk about all the paid events going on in the Coachella Valley that you might want to go to. So you're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Thanks for joining us today. Remember, I am going on hiatus in July, so you need to check the Traveling with Françoise website to see what's going on. Also, for all things happening in the Coachella Valley, go to CoachellaValley.com. People's, places, things, lots of stuff going on in Coachella Valley. I mean, there's so much on there. Oh, my new travel blog's out. And they posted it on their Facebook page. And last Craig told me it had a couple thousand views of it.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's cool.
You're pretty popular out here, Francois.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been around. I've been around a while, Barry. Yeah. So anyway, the travel blog about Mount Rushmore is, along with a bunch of my other travel blogs, CoachellaValley.com, along with all sorts of events. In fact, Craig is going to actually join me next Sunday, because I thought it'd be fun for have him on to talk about it. And I need a little buffer, you know. I get a little emotional and stuff when taking some time off. So anyway, it'd be fun to have him on. So CoachellaValley.com definitely is a place to go to check out what is going on. Now today, you might want to go. You probably have time, because no nonprofit will turn you away at the door. Sunday, today is June 23rd, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Jazz It Up. It is a fundraiser for ACT for Multiple Sclerosis, ACT, ACT for Multiple Sclerosis. It is the 11th annual Jazz It Up. at the S at Rancho Mirage. Bill Marks and his jazz band will be there. Jimmy Fitz and his group of guys will be there. Attire is desert casual, so go on over there. It is $75 per person. Open seating. They're going to have a light summer buffet. Includes hosted wine and complimentary valet parking. The MC is Jimmy Fitz Fitzgerald. And chairs are Margot Nelligan and Ann Greer. So definitely want to help out. Gloria Greer actually started this act for MS. And it's, like I say, been around for quite a while. They've done a great job. And their website is actformsdot.org. But that is happening today over at the S Club. Starts at 5:30, but I know you can get in. Now, tomorrow, I won't be there, but tomorrow and Tuesday, that is this big Coachella's SoCal Cannabis Summit.
Wow.
You know what? And this is supposed to be a really big deal, Barry. I was talking to one of the cannabis stores in town here about doing some stuff with them.
Okay.
And he was telling me that they have some real heavy hitters going to this thing.
Some, what do you mean? What do you mean heavy hitters?
I mean heavy hitters in the knowledge.
Okay, of cannabis.
Cannabis.
Okay.
Yes.
Who would those people might be?
Yeah.
Now Snoop Dogg?
No. Steve D'Angelo, co-founder of Harbors. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
The Riverside County DA, Michael Hestron, is going to be there. California State Treasurer Fiona Ma will be there. Let's see. All-star NFL star Kyle Turley. You know who that is?
No.
Okay. He's going to be there. But, there's really so many hazy lines still about all that because it is legal in California, but
yeah.
It's not legal across the country. And
absolutely.
They now have passed some laws as far as flying that you can take medicinal cannabis with you in certain forms, and it's just and even the police now are trying to figure out what do they do when they pull someone over that is too, and you're not supposed to use the word getting high, marijuana, you're not supposed to use those words anymore.
Okay.
Those are all taboo words.
Okay.
Especially if you're talking on radio, television. There's a bunch of words now that you cannot use in relation to this because, like I say, there are no. But the police are trying to figure out what do they do with people that they pull them over and they have had too much cannabis.
They're medicated.
Yeah.
We can use that word.
Over-medicated.
Over-medicated.
So is that like being drunk or?
Yeah. They're trying to figure out ways to to actually assess their intake, kind of like a breathalyzer for a DUI.
Yeah.
So, they're actually in the process of developing that stuff right now.
Well, there has to be some sort of format because obviously there are going to be people who are taking this stuff, not too much for medicinal, but just because they enjoy taking it.
Recreational.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's really a tough call, but this is happening. They have a lot of things. It is CoachellaCannabisSummit.com if you want to go. It is a free public expo. It is at Fantasy Springs Casino. They have a bus tour. On Monday, they have a cultivation and dispensary bus tour that is from 9:30 to 4 p.m.
Now, you said that the Riverside County District
DA.
Attorney, Mike Hestron, will be there, right?
He'll be there at the summit.
So I'm sure people will not get too out of hand with the DA, right?
Yeah,
there.
With him there.
Well, they'll be handing out some indictments.
But think about this. Their bus tour is from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Wow.
That's a long bus tour.
It's a lot of medication.
Dad, does that mean we have that many dispensaries here in the Coachella Valley for
I
them
guess
to
so.
See?
I'm not sure.
Well, that's a lot.
Wow.
That's a lot. Okay, then they also have compliance after licensing. It's a free event. That's on. That's tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. They have a welcome reception tomorrow at the City of Coachella Public Library from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And Tuesday is actually the summit, which is from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that is at Fantasy Springs. So tomorrow's events, the bus tour leaves out of Fantasy Springs, but the compliance after licensing is at the City of Coachella Public Library. And they're going to tell you how, what the rules are about employment development, franchise tax board, Department of Industrial Relations. So anyway, I know it sounds like a lot, but let me tell you.
There's a lot of money in it.
There's a lot of money involved. It's not going away. It's just going to grow.
Yeah.
And
figuratively.
it is right. It's going to grow, and governments are trying to figure out how do they cash in and keep it all under control legally, too. So it's more of a health benefit than a safety risk.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll see. Phew. Maybe I should go. I think I'll have to rethink that now. All right. I talked about the Palm Desert Aquatic Center earlier. They have their July dive-in movie will be on Friday, July 19th. It was originally scheduled for July 5th, but they changed it to the 19th. Tickets are $4 per person. No charge for children under 2 years of age. Tickets can be pre-purchased or you can purchase at the time of the event until sold out. Gates open at 7. They also have a movie in August. It's just, you know, a lot of fun. Go on over there and hang out. If you've never been to the Palm Desert Aquatic Center, really go. It's not just a pool. It's a whole, like, a fun park over there.
Yeah,
and there's places, you know, the adults, they have lounge chairs and stuff where the adults can sit and relax. They have a little hillside of grass if you want to be in the grass. And, yeah, they do a good job. So, anyway, check it out. Go to the Aquatic Center. And all right. And 4th of July, of course, they have their 4th of July event benefiting AAP Food Samaritans. Independence Day up at the O'Donnell House. I've been there a few times. It's really a lot of fun. They have a barbecue and do all these things. And you see the fireworks from really from the Palm Springs Power Baseball Stadium.
Really?
They're right there in front of you, basically. It's I tend to sneak up to the top of the tram, but like I said earlier, remember that you don't hear anything. You just see them way down at the bottom. They don't explode in your face up there. Yeah. So tickets for this event is $150. Open bar, barbecue, entertainment, valet parking, purchase in advance. And again, it's you're going to be donating to AAP Food Samaritans. So that's something you might do. Of course, we have all these free events here in the Coachella Valley on the 4th of July as well. I know I live in Palm Desert. I can go sit in my patio and just watch all the fireworks from the Civic Center.
Yeah, they're really, really nice. I've been out there the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And we really enjoyed them.
So you go and take the picnic basket in the chairs and you hang out and listen to the music and all that stuff.
The little camping chairs that you know you take to, you know, the kids' softball games and stuff like that. Yeah, we take those out there.
It's a lot of fun.
It really is.
It is, and they do a good job. I remember, though, how long you've lived in the Valley all your life? No, not all your life, long time.
For a few years, yeah.
For a few years.
Yeah, about 7-8 years on and off.
Okay, back and forth. Yeah, that's right. So I've lived in Palm Desert for 19 years now, and I remember when they first started the fireworks.
At the Civic Center?
Yeah, at the Civic Center. I remember when I first saw the fireworks, they were a good 30 minutes long.
Oh, really?
They were 30 minutes long. Now they're about 20 minutes. But it's still a really good show.
Yeah, still
but
a really
I remember
good show.
It just felt like it was going on forever, and people with all these viewing parties everywhere in Palm Desert, and it's just, I don't know. You can make it a lot of fun. And the evenings are so nice then. It's warm and...
Yeah, some places only do it for like 10 minutes on 4th of July.
Yeah.
But the ones at the Civic Center, they went on for a pretty good time.
Yeah.
I remember we thought that was the ending, you know, how they do the big finale, and then there was more.
Yeah.
And then they did a real big finale. So
I hear Agua Caliente does a good fireworks show.
They do. They do one as well.
Yeah, I don't know how long that is, but I mean, and if you're up at the top of the tram, you can actually see fireworks, if it's clear, on the other side of the mountain in 29 Palms that pop up.
Really?
Yes. I was there, a couple years ago, and we're just looking around. I was with some friends, and off over, we said, wait, over the mountains, we could see them over there. We got all excited.
I love fireworks.
But anyway, I get easily excited about stuff like that. Taste of Summer, Rancho Mirage is coming up. Their kickoff party is July 11th. It'll be at Perch from 5 to 7, $10 for a wristband. We'll get you, your wristbands. Enjoy, $4? I don't know. Wristbands are $10, and then it gets you all these deals during the summer. So it's a good deal, and it's a taste of summer of Rancho Mirage. So, all right, on that note, we are going to step aside. Oh, don't forget that the Pageant of the Masters is coming up as well. I have tickets on the website. Go to the contest page. We'll be right back where we're going to shift into travel gear right here on Traveling with Francoise. We're going to talk about my trip to Julian, some stuff going on in the world of travel and more. So stick around, and we'll give that $25 gift card away, too. We'll be right back.